این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Ambition is the result of lack of purification of the soul. We suffer from certain evil within ourselves that is dirty and mean. Save yourselves and save ourselves. If you rescue yourselves from this chain, from the chain of sin, what follows becomes easy. Unity becomes easy provided you save yourself from these constraints of selfishness that wants everything for the self, self-centeredness, me and no one else. This is present in all souls except those that are purified. This matter is present in all souls because it is the nature of Allah. The nature of Allah is to focus on the absolute perfection, and until absolute perfection is flawed, it wants everything for the self.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of obedience to Allah, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, observance of Allah's commands or transgressing them does not make any difference to him. It is for the sake of our own benefit that he has enjoined good and forbidden indecencies. Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the significance of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, obedience implies submission to God and carrying out His orders. God-fearing implies self-guard against that whichever will cause harm in the world to come. Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam said, "Work for your world as if you will live forever, and work for your life to come as if you will die tomorrow. If you seek power without the need for a clan, or dignity without the need of authority, you should leave the humility of the disobedience to Allah to the honor of the obedience to Him. The spiritual degree of a believer is in accordance with the degree to which they obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messengers." This beautiful narration of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam beautifully signifies that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads into pleasant consequences.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
If the spiritual degree of a believer is in accordance with the degree to which they obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, and the perfection of one's faith increases with the degree of the meticulousness, sensitivity, love, and order within this obedience. Those people who move up a step up in their love and obedience are those who are subject to divine bounties in both worlds. The hearts of those who carry out the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands with love and submission, and who can preserve their state of contentment under changing conditions, will become conduits of wisdom, goodness, and prosperity. In contrast to this, those hearts and bodies which have not been protected from the unlawful and doubtful things will turn into complete refuges of evil and nests of immorality. That is why our dear Imam rahmatullah alayhi advised us to obey God in all conditions. Thank you very much, dear listeners. Until another episode of Spring Up the Truth, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Never forget to say La ilaha